So it was a pleasure to join the Olam. This is a kiyum of what the Torah brings from the Rush, that the definition of Teiros Hakeva Malachtai Arai is not measured by the hours, it's just measured by the sense of priority. So people have the Hashivas for Torah to the point that in a busy day, they'll pull themselves out, come listen to a shir. It just shows the chashivas and the centrality of Limud HaTorah in their lives, and that's certainly an enormous schus, and definitely before the Yemei HaDin, it should be a schus for everyone. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah on Chav Ches has a Shaka V'Tarya. If a person blows shofar, hears shofar from a shofar that's also Bahana, whether you could be Yaitzeh. The Gemara concludes that you could be Yaitse with a shofar that's also Bahana because mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu. So mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu, Pashit is saying that initially the Gemara understood that when a person is using an object that's also Bahana to do a mitzvah, so the fact that he's being Mekayim a mitzvah with that object, that itself is considered a Hana. So therefore, using it for a mitzvah is aser, because you're being nana from Isuri Hana. Mitzvah Lav Lahanis Nitnu says that we don't consider Kiyam a mitzvah as a way of being nana. So essentially, I wasn't in halacha nana from this shofar, and therefore there's no problem that there was an Aveira done while the person is doing the mitzvah. That's Pashat, what the words Mitzvah Lav Lahanis Nitnu say, that we don't view mitzvahs as a form of Hana. The Ritva brings on this Gemara a shita, which he doesn't like. The Gemara says that we say mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu, therefore a person can be yaitse with either from a person who is not, he's not allowed to have hana from, or a shofar. So he brings a yesh mefarshim. V'kol shkein imshel rishus de lav hanahi. These yesh mefarshim read the Gemara. The Gemara is saying you can listen to shofar being blown by a person who you're not allowed to have hanah from, even on Rosh Hashanah, and certainly when it's not Rosh Hashanah. He understands it's telling us not that you're allowed to listen on Rosh Hashanah, but during the rest of the year not. Even Rosh Hashanah, when you're benefiting the Kiyam HaMitzvah, you can listen to the shofar being blown by a person that you can't get hanah from. And other days, it's pashut. It's more pashut that you're allowed to hear the shofar being blown. That's what the Yesh Mefarshim say. So the Ritva says, v'les, it's not true. The Shal Mitzvah Dafka Nakat, Mishum Delav Lahanis Nitnu. It's specifically because it's a Tkiyah Shal Mitzvah that you're allowed to listen. The Ilu B'Tekeya L'Shir Oser, the Hakim Isani. So the Ritva says, the Gemara is discussing the Hana of the Kiyam HaMitzvah. If somebody's blowing shofar not on Rosh Hashanah, and the way the Ritva presents it is, if he's not blowing for the mitzvah, there's something called Tekeya L'Shir. In the sugya of Mitzvah Shrichas Kavana, the Gemara says, Zayse Meres HaTekeya L'Shir Yatza. The Gemara speaks about a person blowing the shofar as a musical instrument. So the Ritva says, you can't derive from the fact that you can listen to a shofar on Rosh Hashanah that you're allowed to listen to a shofar being blown l'shir. There you're being nana, and there's no mitzvah. So how could the Yesh Mefarshim say that since you can listen on Rosh Hashanah, you could certainly listen if it's not Rosh Hashanah? The Ritva says, not true. On Rosh Hashanah, you're listening for the mitzvah. The rest of the time, you're listening for the hana of music. V'chi teima Hachanami loisagi deloy mishani v'havi psik reishav layamos. So the Ritva, and in this line, this is the key to understand what's the issue here. Zok the Ritva. If I'm right that I can't hear shofar not on Rosh Hashanah from someone from whom I'm not allowed to have hanah from, then even on Rosh Hashanah I shouldn't be allowed to hear shofar, because in addition to the mitzvah, there's a psik reisha that I'm also going to be nana from the music of the shofar. So it should never be mutter even on Rosh Hashanah. So what's this question pointing to? What the question over here is saying is, memanav shach, when you blow a shofar, is there hana besides the kiyam ha-mitzvah? Or is the only hana the kiyam ha-mitzvah? So the Ritva is saying like this to the Yesh Mefarshim. You Yesh Mefarshim are saying there is no other hana besides mitzvah. And therefore, if it's not Rosh Hashanah, what's the problem? I'm saying back to you, there's something called Tekeil Ashir. If there's something called Tekeil Ashir, that means Chazal understand that a shofar could be used as a musical instrument. And if it's a musical instrument, that's definitely also Bahana. You'll ask me back, well, if that's true, that every single time when you blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, there are two hanas. There's a hana of the mitzvah and the hana of the musical instrument. So how are you ever allowed to use a shofar being blown by a person that you can't have hana from? You're getting the hana of the musical instrument. And again, the Ritva's language here is, it's a psikresh of olayamus, which means the Ritva is saying, I'm bavarning in my kasha on myself. I'm not going to hide behind the argument that this is a dover she'ena miskaven, that I'm not being mechaven for the hana, I'm thinking about the mitzvah, and that's why it's mutter to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Tekeil ashir, I'm being mechaven for the hana of the music. On Rosh Hashanah, I'm being mechaven for the mitzvah. I'm not being mechaven for the hana of the music. So maybe that's the simple answer. So the Ritva, that's not maspik, because it's a psikresh, it's going to happen automatically. So the Ritva is really saying, I'm stuck. I'm stuck that if I accept that there's a hana of music in shofar, it should always be aser. And if there is no hana of music, so then the Yesh Mefarshim are right. But they're not. It says Tekeil Ashir. So on this, the Ritva writes, what's the basis of this kasha on myself? Another Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says, if a person is a neder min hamayon, a person makes a neder not to have hana from a spring, you're allowed to be toivel in it in the winter and not in the summer. In the winter, when you're toivel, the only hana you get is the taira. In the summer, in addition to the taira, you also cool off. You go into the water. So you're not allowed to use it in the summer. You're allowed to use it in the winter. What does that show us? When I'm only getting hanas mitzvahs lav lahanas nitnu, when there's an additional hana, I can't say, well, I'm not being mechaven for that. I'm coming to do just the mitzvah. Since the other hana is something that's unavoidable, it's a psik resha, so I can't disassociate myself from that additional hana, and therefore it's a problem. So the Ritva says, because of that gemara, I have a kasha on myself. My kasha on myself is, how could I say that a shofar is a musical instrument? And why am I saying it? Because the Gemara says Tekeil Ashir. If it's a musical instrument, it's always a musical instrument. If it's always a musical instrument, how could you use it on Rosh Hashanah? Ah, you'll say it's a Dover Sheinu Miskaven. It's not true. It's a Psik Reisha. And I'll show you an example. A person says, I won't use a Mayan. He makes an Isser. He can't use it in the summer because it's a Psik Reisha. So Zok Ritva, so I'm stuck. So Ritva tells us an interesting idea, Halesa. Going into the water in the summer, you can't avoid being nena. Ritva tells us this is his chiddush, that the hana of hearing a musical sound is a type of a hana that's not automatic. That's something where you have to focus and pay attention to it. So if you're paying attention, in order to be nana, you will derive benefit. Masha'enkin, if I'm not focused on the musical sound, I'm just focused on the sound, like a mitzvah of shofar, you won't automatically be nana, and therefore you could say, Dover she'ena miskaven. Vahainu da ashme'inan rava nami. Zok the Ritva, that's part of Rava's chiddush. Part of Rava's chiddush is, you can hear shofar from a mudr hana, so he's telling us, number one, mitzvahs lav lahanis nitnu. There's no hana in the actual mitzvah. There's also something called music, tekeil ashir. Part of Rava's chiddush is that the nature of this hana is such that it doesn't come automatically. So if I'm not focused on it, I'm not a mechavin, it remains a dover she'en a meskavin without a psik resha. That's the Ritva's presentation. There's another machlokes between a Rashba and Ritva, where a very similar shakla v'tarya, and I feel that the shitas line up, even though the Rashba, who argues with the Ritva in the other place, argues with the Yesh Mefarshim, but in one prat, they're going to agree. It's going to be the same shakla v'tarya. The Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim that if a person is mudir hana from his wife, so she's aser. So the Rashba asks Akasha, why isn't he mutter? Because of mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu. You should say mitzvah lav lahanis. He has a mitzvah of pruervu, so she should be mutter. So the Rashba says he can marry somebody else. And then he says, and if he's also b'chol noshim sheba aylam, he says, einochinami. Maybe there is mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu. And then he says, mitzvah aina, so he gives an answer. The Ran writes on that Rashba, the kasha doesn't start. It's a mistake. You have a gemara that says if you make a neder not to use a mayon, you cannot be toivel in the summer. You can be toivel in the winter, not in the summer. What's the difference? Because in the winter, the only hano you have is the mitzvah. In the summer, you have an additional hanos haguf, and mitzvah lav lohanis nitnu is not a heter for hanos haguf that accompanies the hano of a mitzvah. So the Rashba's kasha doesn't start. Now what the Ran is asking on the Rashba is exactly what the Ritva in our sugya says is why it's not shayach to be mater hanos haguf with a kiyum mitzvah, because you have it in by neider min amayin. In Maseches Nedarim, the Nemuk Yosef brings Rabbi Yosef of the Ritva, who said that when a person does a mitzvah that has hanos haguf that accompanies it, it's not a problem. Mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu. He brings that the Ritva said to argue with Rabbi Yosef, I don't understand. It's a psik resha. That's the words of the Ritva that he quotes. It's a psik resha. It's mamish the words of the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah. So what's their disagreement? Rabbi Yosef of the Ritva and the Rashba, they were saying, I'm doing something as a mitzvah. A mitzvah is not considered a hana. There's an additional hana that I'm going to get. To me, davar she'ena miskaven. It's a davar she'ena miskaven, so I'm not responsible for that hana. The Ritva responds and says, it's a psik resha. There's no din davar she'ena miskaven on a psik resha, so therefore I disagree with these rishonim. Now, these rishonim are telling us a chiddush, which is a different sugya for a different shir. But these Rishonim are telling us a chiddush, that when you have a situation where I'm being forced to do something like a mitzvah, that there's no issue with psik resha. That's the chiddush of these Rishonim. When I'm being forced to do something machmas a mitzvah, there's no problem of psik resha. Now, just as a maramukim, there is a Karenayra in Zvachim, who based on the way the Birchas HaZevach is Geiris in that sugya, he says this Yisoid, that there's a raya from the Gemara that there's no din psik resha when it's a mitzvah. He has a kasha from a Gemara in Shabbos by Mila Bitzaras. The Gemara speaks about Dover Shein HaMaskavan and psik resha. So the Karenayra asks a steer in sugya. So that's a separate discussion. But let's just take a look at these Rishonim. These Rishonim are saying a psik resha is not a problem when I'm being forced to do it because of a mitzvah. So lefi these Rishonim, a person listens to a shayf on Rosh Hashanah. He's listening to a person he can't have hana from. Question number one, you're getting hana, you're being yaitza mitzvah. The answer on that is mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu. Question number two, you're getting the hana of music. What's the justification? Davar she'ena miskaven. It's a psik resha. There's no problem of psik resha lefi these Rishonim when it's the mitzvah that's forcing me to do this. That's what these Rishonim hold, and that's why the Rashba says, if he can marry somebody else, there's no heter. If there's nobody else, he would say it's mutter. That's the Rashba. The Rashba in the Darim, when he asked the Kasha, says, I don't understand how Neider Hanav from his wife is Aser. What happened to Mitzvah Lahanis Nitnu? So the Rashba writes, why am I bothered with a Kasha? It's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. You're allowed to hear Shofar. So it's an interesting thing. It's a Gemara a blot later in Maseches Nedarim. The Gemara, this is on Tezvav, and the Gemara in Nedarim speaks about a person who's neither from a sukkah, and the Gemara says, depending on what lashon he uses, you can say mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu. Why is he bringing the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah to prove his point? He's trying to introduce the concept of mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu from Rosh Hashanah when it appears in Maseches Nedarim. So the answer is, and this really is what the Nemuki Yosef brings from Rabbi Yosef of the Ritva. He's specifically bringing the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah by Shofar because of exactly what the Ritva asks on himself in Rosh Hashanah. Sok the Rashba. There's a concept called Mitzvah Lav Lahanis Nitnu. That tells me the Hana of the Kiyam HaMitzvah is not called a Hana. What happens if there's an additional Hana? Do I have a source that mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu will memela allow me to do a mitzvah even if there's additional hana that comes along automatically, as long as that's not my focus, I wasn't mechavin? What's the source for this? Zok de Rashba, Rosh Hashanah. Because he assumes, like the Ritva asked, that when you blow shofar, there's hana ashir. He assumed, like the Ritva asked, it's a psik resha. Zok the Rashba, it's a Beferish Gemara. It's not my Chiddush. It says in Rosh Hashanah you can hear Shofar from somebody you can't get Hanah from. What are you getting out of this? I'm hearing Shofar being Mekayim a Mitzvah. Mitzvah Lav Lahanis Nitnu. Are you also hearing a musical instrument? Well, a Shofar is a musical instrument, Takei Lashir. So what happened to that Hanah? So he doesn't accept the Ritva's idea that this is not really a psikresha. He understands, like the Ritva asked on himself, it is a psikresha. So to the Rashba, it's muchrach in Rosh Hashanah that psikresha is mutter b'makom mitzvah. That's what he saw in Shofar. So what's the hanocha of the Rashba? The hanocha of the Rashba is that there's such a thing called tekei l'shir. It's a psikresha, so it's beferish. If you do a mitzvah and you're not mechaven for the additional hana, there's no problem of psikresha. That's where the Rashba's come from, and that's why when he asked the kasha in the Darim by Neider Meishtai, he needs to bring Shofar specifically to be able to prove his point, because that's where he saw that there's no problem of psikresha b'makom mitzvah. Let's speak to the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim said, you're allowed to hear Shofar, and certainly during the year, when it's not Rosh Hashanah. What are they assuming? The Ritva is a kasha on them. Ritva says, there's such a thing called tekeya l'shir. Now, agav, that's a machlokes rishonim in what the girsa is. The Gemara says, Amarav zoysei meres ha-tekeya l'shir, that's how we have it, is yotza. That's the sugya of mitzvah shichas kavana. The Arishonim will have a girsa hatekeya l'shed, which means if a person is blowing shofar to chase away spirits, that he's yotze, mitzvah sein tzrichas kavana. So it's a machlokes what the Gemara is describing. The Gemara is looking for a case where a person is blowing shofar not l'shem mitzvah, and he's yotze anyway. The Gemara wants to be medayik, mitzvahs are not tzrichas kavana. So the girsa we have is tekeya l'shir. Other Rishonim have the girsa tekeya l'shed. That means there is no Gemara l'fi those Rishonim that speak about a shofar as being a musical instrument. Let's go back to the Yesh Mefarshim. The Yesh Mefarshim read the Gemara. You're allowed to hear shofar from somebody who's blowing it even though he can't give you hana. Question. You're being nana. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu. Next question. Are you being nana from a musical instrument? So where do I go now? Should I take the approach that it's a davar she'ena miskavin? It's a psikresha, like the Rashba. Should I take the approach of the Rashba that psikresha is mutter b'makom mitzvah? It's shver from a Gemara. Hanoyder min amayan. I can't be toivel in the summer. I'm doing a mitzvah. I'm getting hana in the summer. It says that it's asur. Now that's the Ram's kasha on the Rashba. So these yesh mefarshim are stuck. They're stuck with the same question. I'm listening to Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. What should I assume? There is musical benefit or there isn't musical benefit? If I assume that there is musical benefit, it's a psik resha, not like the Ritva. If it's a psik resha, it's a stira to the Gemara by Mayan. Because you see from Mayan, I'm not allowed to have Hana as a Dover Shein Meskaven when it's a psik resha, even though I'm doing a mitzvah. So what's the alternative? The alternative is that these Yesh Mefarshim concluded that there must be no musical Hana and Shofar. I'm assuming, they don't speak about this, I'm assuming they'll have a different gears on that Gemara, they'll be Geiris L'Shade, but that means Stam, a person who's practicing and blowing Shofar, there is no Hana. That means he wasn't Geiris like the Ritva because he couldn't, because if he'd be Geiris like the Ritva, he'd be stuck, like the Ritva was almost stuck. The Ritva said, I'm stuck. Psik Resha is a problem, because it says you can't be Toivel in Amayim. If Psik Resha is a problem, and there's something called Tekei Elashir, something has to give. So the Yesh Mefarshim here differ from the Rashba. The Yesh Mefarshim and the Rashba had the same thought process. I have a Gemara that says you can blow Shofar, you can hear Shofar from a Mudr Hanan Rosh Hashanah. Mitzvah Lav Lahanis Nitno. What happened to the Hanas Aguf? If there is Hanas Shir, it's a Psik Resha. So you have two choices. You either conclude like the Rashba that Psik Resha is Mutter, the Makkah Mitzvah, or you conclude like the Yesh Mefarshim that there is no Hanas Shir. Those are your two choices. Comes the Ritva and says, I have a third choice. But you have to accept it. My third choice is that it's not a psik resha, because the hana of Kyle is something that's totally in my kavana. So it comes out that these three shitas are really going through the same steps, and it's just a question of where do you go when you get stuck. So let's now be mashlim. The Nemuki Yosef writes in the Mseches Nedarim, Rabbi Yosef of the Ritva, which is like the Rashba, said, when you hear shofar, there's two hanois. Shir and mitzvah. And it's mutter. What should I conclude? Mitzvah lav lahanis nitnu. And there's no problem of psik resha b'makom mitzvah. The Muki Yosef writes, the Ritva is bothered, it says by Mayan, you can't be toivel in the summer. Muki Yosef says, that's a comparison? The mitzvah of shofar is a chiyuv that you have to do. Tefillah is not a chiyuv. If you want to become tar, you have to be toivel. But it's not as compelling as shofar. So the Muki Yosef says, on behalf of these Rishonim, a mitzvah that's muchrach, and then there's no problem of psik resha. And that's how the Rashba looks at it. Pruvu is muchrach. I have to marry somebody. Shofar is muchrach. Therefore, psik resha is mutter. How did he derive that from there? Because he assumed that there's a hana of koil by shofar like the Ritva, that there's something called Tekei Elashir. And he assumed, like the Ritva's Kasha, that it's a Psik Resha. So I'm stuck. The answer must be, a mitzvah chiyuvis, you say there's no problem of Psik Resha. Tefillah is different, like the Muki Yosef says. Come the Yesh Mefarshim. They go through the same steps. I'm hearing Shofar and Rosh Hashanah. Is there another Hana? If there's another Hana, that means you have to hold up Psik Resha's Mutter, B'maka mitzvah. But tefillah is also, you can't be toivel in a mayan. So they, in this prat, hold like the Ritva, that they're not mechalik between this mitzvah and that mitzvah. A mitzvah is a mitzvah. So therefore, they draw the conclusion that there's no heter psik resha. If there's no heter psik resha, so what's a heter on shofar? So they don't accept the Ritva's chilik that the hana of koil you can play with. And therefore, they say, al karchav, there's no hana's shir. And they have to conclude, there is no other Hanah. So for Shteitzach, you can blow it during the week, because there's nothing else happening besides the mitzvah. The Ritva says, no, I disagree with both of you. I disagree. I hold like the Yesh Mefarshim, who argue with the Rashba and say, from Mayon you see Psik Resha's Aser. I disagree with the Yesh Mefarshim, who conclude that there's no Hanah Shir. It's a Befeir Shigemar, it's a Kehel Shir. So now I'm stuck. So what's my conclusion? It must be that there's no psik reisha here. So you have these three rishonim. On each prat, you're going to have two of them join forces against the third, but each one has his own combination. There's a shita that the Ritva writes at the very end. For some reason, he throws this in. When he finishes talking, he says, after he finishes his shtickle, "Ubechlal tekiyah shel mitzvah." Here is even tekiyah ta'anias. There's a Bal Hamar that says that the heter of mitzvah lav lehenes nitun does not apply on the tekiyahs that we blow by a tainus, because it's only a drabanan. It's not a mitzvah deraisa. Ritva says not true. Makes no difference. Now, really, the Bal Hamar sheet is hard to understand. If the hana of a mitzvah is not called a hana, so let's think for a moment. I'm doing a mitzvah derabanan. Minatayra, I'm doing nothing. So I'm for sure not nana. Midrabanan, I'm getting the hana of doing a mitzvah derabanan. Why is getting the hana of a mitzvah derabanan greater than the hana of a mitzvah deraisa? If mitzvah lav lahan is nitnu, that means a mitzvah is not considered a hana. So a mitzvah derabanan is considered a hana. Minatayr, it's nothing, and midrabanan, it's like a mitzvah deraisa. What's the pshat in this Bal Hamar? So the Shara Melech writes, the pshat in the Bal Hamar is, he holds like this Rajba, that there's a hana of music that's a psik reisha that comes with shofar. So a mitzvah deraisa makes it compelling, you have to do it, then there's no problem of psik reisha. A mitzvah derabanan is much weaker. It can't create a hechrich that's comparable to mitzvah deraisa. So now you're stuck with the problem of psik reisha. So the pshat in the Bal Hamar is, his problem is the hana of the music, which makes it that only a mitzvah deraisa allows me to do a psik reisha. A mitzvah derabanan is like tefillah in a mayan. That's not a heter. So that's why I think the Ritva is bringing this here. Ritva is saying, since I proved l'dayti, Dr. Ritva, that there's something called tekei l'shir, and noider min amayin is aser. There's no heter called psikresha. Therefore, behechrich, there is no hana that's a psikresha by a shofar. Memela, I disagree with the Bal Hamar. Because what's the Bal Hamar's problem? Why can't you blow shofar on a drab tainis? Because you're automatically being nana of the music. So Dr. Ritva, it can't be automatic. If it would be automatic, I would have a problem in Rosh Hashanah. L'shitasi. Behechrich, it's not a psikresha. If it's not a psikresha, so I can do it on a tainus also. So just interestingly, that these three shitas, they're starting in the same place, and they're going through the steps, and they basically part ways when each one gets stuck, that the other one feels is not as compelling, and each one thinks, each one has his shita, what's compelling, which forces the three shitas.